That should be like the pre to the little theme music.
What? No,
like,
I don't think
before
he's
the theme music. Like I've
was,
always wanted to be
I was
on the intro.
Oh. Awesome.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the first episode of 2012. This is the Pokemon Podcast. My name is SBJ, and with me today I have the lovely Irene returning for her second time.
Hi.
And I have the even
lovelier
Saul returning.
Hello.
Returning for like the fifth time. Saul, you've been on like every
Saul's
episode.
Saul's like a veteran now. What is this?
So I was just ready
He's
to go
a beast.
All the time for Pokemon.
Love me some pokes.
So, did everyone have a good New Year's? There was a little bit of a gap, I think. What is like been like 2 weeks since we've recorded? So,
yep.
What's new with you, Saul?
Nothing really. Getting ready to start school back up on Tuesday.
In the Arizona area.
New Mexico,
yeah, my
oh
fault.
Oh my gosh,
I'm already dropping the ball. I was just thinking of somewhere there that involves desert.
Yep.
Actually,
lots and lots of desert.
To be fair, I'm going to try to defend myself here. The reason I was thinking of Arizona is because Zero Sum was going to be on, but he's going to the Grand Canyon today. That's what he told me over Twitter.
I'm going to the Grand Canyon. Sorry, I can't record.
He has kids, I think. Yeah.
That's so awesome and strange.
Grand Canyon's sweet. The sweet place.
You've never been there.
I have been to the Grand Canyon.
What?
I was like 8 years old.
Really?
I didn't.
It's true.
Wow.
I haven't even gone to the Grand Canyon.
I saw Rayquaza flying over it.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So we are back with the first episode of 2012. As I promised, there are going to be new things this year that'll kind of differentiate than last year as some of our long listeners have grown to know us, that we always change, and we're definitely better when compared to like episode 1 or compared to episode 20. Episode, I don't even know what, 63, I think this is.
Yep.
Prime.
Maybe.
Prime. We're in a prime here.
I feel like I should check.
We're going to be 2 years old in August. The
like
site
a toddler,
will be.
Toddler podcast.
We're winning the Shorty Awards right now, but we'll get to that a little bit later. And we're still not to 1,000 fans on Facebook, but we're almost there. Irene didn't do her job and get us to 1,000.
Okay, you know what? I tried really hard. Like, really hard. I got probably 200 people to like that page because I am awesome. And I can't do all the work for you. So, sorry, you gotta buck up. Buck up.
So much work. All right, so let's dive in with some news. And the first bit of news, actually, let's pick something pretty exciting, otherwise we'll lose everyone's attention. I found this on Kotaku. It is an exhibit like no one ever was. I guess a art lab in Minnesota is taking 151 artists, and each artist is going to take on one of the 151 monsters in a Pokemon Battle Royale, what they call.
Wait, where is this? Sorry, I'm from Minnesota.
It's Minneapolis, Lois.
Minneapolis, but where? Yeah. At the art? Where?
Oh my gosh.
We have listeners in Minnesota.
This April, the Light Gray Art Lab.
Okay. Maybe they're like indie art people. Never heard
so this art lab has got 151 artists already. They're not taking any more submissions, but if you want to know more about it, you can go to PokemonBattleRoyale.blogspot.com. That is their homepage. So the Pokemon, the artist's drawing for this 151 are not up yet. They're still working on it. But they are supposed to, the submission deadline is April 1st, and the showing is going to open April 20th.
We should go.
And all pieces will be sold for $40 a piece. That's kind of cool. But there you go. There you have it. So Pokemon Battle Royale .blogspot.com. And if you live in the Minnesota area, the show opens April 20th. Whew, I should read these before I start delivering news. Second bit of news. I know everyone is super excited for PokePark 2 Wonders Beyond. And I know everyone loves to pre-order games at GameStop so they can take your $5 and invest it, and because pre-orders always run out.
This is episode 63.
My sarcasm. Yes, I am aware.
Okay, yep. I was just checking. I'm like 5 minutes behind.
We're past the intro. Okay. We're in the news now.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. I'm sorry. Continue.
So if you do pre-order at GameStop, because this game is probably going to sell out everywhere, again, sarcasm. You get a 1 of 4 static clings for your Wiimote. So you can either get a Pikachu, an Oshawott, a Taipig, or a Snivy sticker, pretty much, that goes over your Wiimote. Not that cool. I guess it's kind of cool. It's free. But that's what you got. I don't pre-order anything from GameStop. I just get all my games on Amazon. Like real people.
Wow, you are catty. Wow.
Like real adults that don't have time to go to stores.
Oh, real adults who sit around.
Real adults who run a Pokemon website. Like any real adult does. All right, and the last bit of news is Haxorus and Druddigon from the Dragon Selection of the TCG have been revealed. For those of you still new to the TCG or curious of what we're talking about, the Pokemon trading card game is introducing a new type, the dragon type. So first there were 8 types.
Sure.
The last type added was steel and dark, and that was back in 2002, around that area. They're adding a new type finally. They're adding dragon, and ironically, dragon is weak against dragon, kind of like the video game. Makes sense. But they're slowly showing Dragon Pokemon, and they've showed Haxorus, and they showed Druddigon. So if you want to look more into that, that information is available at PokeBeach.com.
Exciting.
And for those who do play the TCG, the next Destinies next set comes out February 8th, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So that is that. I think everyone knows I'm a Pokemon professor, so I'm... I might be hosting a pre-release in the Milwaukee area with some other professors in the area, so that'd be cool. That's all I got for news, unless Saul has anything else.
There's an American Lucario promotion going on, along with a Japanese Crustle Sea Gear skin, so...
Ooh, Crustle.
Yes, Crustle. Anyone who lives in Japan can get a Sea Gear skin, if you're into that, that features a Crustle. And starting today, there's a Lucario available with Bullet Punch and Justified.
Is this the first time Lucario has Bullet Punch?
I don't know, it might be.
Green thing.
No, Lucario is the fighting thing.
What's the one that I'm thinking of that's green?
Oh, the with the Macarenas and the sombrero. Yeah.
What's that?
It starts with an L. I think.
I know, that's why I thought it was that.
A little green Pokemon that starts with an L.
It has like a little like stump thing on the top of its head, and it looks like a duck kind of. Like, I don't know what. It's cute.
Oh, so much.
It has like a beak kind
so
of.
So much negative space we're going to have to cut out. Lucararo, or I don't know what it's called.
Lucararo?
Whatever that dancing thing is.
I need to know what this is. Like, I can't survive.
Oh,
Luikolo. That's what it is. That thing.
Oh, yeah. There was, like, a specific way to say his
it's
name.
So cute. It looks like a pineapple.
It evolves from Lambre. Luikolo.
Yep.
And then its last form is Lotad.
Luikolo. he was used a lot in the VGCs before the black and white one because of his abilities in rain.
Oh, it's so cute. Oh my gosh. This is my new favorite Pokemon. Boom. Ludicolo.
It's water grass.
I have a friend named Nicolo who will never hear this, but I'm going to start calling him this and he's going to be very confused.
So back to Lucario.
Sorry.
How do we get Lucario? Is it just download from the... It
says the password for this promotion are available with specially marked copies of Pokemon Black and White in participating American Target stores.
So you have to buy Pokemon Black and White to get it?
Yeah, it'll have like a password and then you can get it from Global Link.
Nintendo making things so difficult for everyone. For those of you at least wondering what Justify does, it raises your attack stat by one level when hit by a dark type move. So that's what like Terrakion and Virizion and Cobalion have normally in Black and White. They have Justified.
Pokemon have multiple abilities?
Mm-hmm.
What? Yep.
Where have you been?
I've not been paying attention to anything. I thought they just have the little thing that like tells you and little info like when you catch it. It's like, ability.
Yeah, it has its ability, and then they have natures.
Their ability is a nature? Their nature is an ability?
No, they have natures that are all different.
Why are you looking at me like...
They have abilities that can be different. What's the last thing they can have?
I don't know
why. IVs, EVs. No, they don't have EVs. They have IVs, though.
They have IVs.
Yeah. You need to talk with Kenny if you want.
Hey, Kenny. Kenny, holla at me, okay? Thanks. Bye.
And then that's all I have.
Cartoon Network's going to be showing Pokemon the movie White, Zekrom, and Victini, or Victini and Zekrom. In February, but there's no set date when
that's
in February.
The theater, right? Yeah.
Yep.
There we go. Did we talk about the DVDs? They announced the DVD cover art. I don't know if we covered that last time. Yeah, so the DVD box art for Victini and Zekrom and Victini of Reshiram have been revealed. You're going to get both movies in one, and that's going to be released on April 3rd in the United States. So.
And 6 days later in the UK.
There you go. For all our UK listeners. I think we have more.
Everyone else in the world.
I think we have more Australian listeners than we have UK listeners, I believe. A lot of Australian listeners.
Yay.
Cool. Well, that's all we got.
I think so. This
is like turning into the most awkward episode ever.
No,
so
you
bad.
Just cut out all the blank spots. Oh, super easy. Cut out this part. Done. It's the magic of
Are you
going to
cut this out?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I found a press conference.
Oh, talk about the press conference then.
There's going to be a press conference on Thursday, January 19th. For Pokemon plus Nobunaga's Ambition, and it will be streamed live on a Japanese website called Niko Niko Douga. I don't speak Japanese. And you stream.
So one thing we were relying on.
I'm sorry. You can view it between 1:30 and 2:30 p.m. JST, I'm guessing that's Japanese Standard Time, on the Niko Niko Douga site.
They really revealed the box art for it, but I don't know if they're going to bring it to the States. Seems very Japan-only kind of esque.
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath for it.
Fair enough. All right, well, let's take a break. Did I announce that we have a new segment this year? Did I already do that?
You referenced it. Like, kind of.
You said we're going to have... You said there will be different things, but you didn't say
there
anything.
There we go. Spoilers! we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we're going to do our new segment, which is called Trainer Challenge. Kind of I put it together last minute, so we'll see if it works or not. But we're gonna do it twice since there's two guests here. But I think it'll work. Travis would probably like it. I think Travis would approve.
Watch Travis hate it.
So we'll take a break. We'll be right back, and then we'll come back with Train. It's the road you choose. You got the right stuff, so make your mind up. Find the courage inside of you. If you're strong, you'll survive, and you'll keep your dream alive. It's the battle frontier. Pokemon, be the best you can be, and find your destiny. It's the master plan. The power's in your hand. Pokemon. And we are back from our break, and we are doing a new segment, Trainer Challenge. Cool music there. Maybe we'll rename it. I don't know yet. Kind of excited, though. So this is something I thought of last minute. Okay, so Trainer Challenge. Saul's going to be first. We're going to go through a list of questions. He's going to pick and or defend his answers if need be. So Saul, are you ready?
I am ready, sir.
Sweet. All right, and here we go. TCG or VGC?
Ooh, I'm going to catch so much flack for this, but I'm going to say TCG.
Nice.
Just because it's more consistent with adding things to it, and the video game does get a little stale after a while.
Fair enough. Red or blue or black and white?
I'm gonna go with black and white because red and blue is good for nostalgia, but so many things didn't work in it. And now you actually have working moves and stuff.
Like critical hits were based on speed.
Yes, that exactly. And I forget which move it is, but it was supposed to raise your critical hits, but it never did.
I don't know what move, but we'll look into that. Okay, next one. Whitney or Brock?
I'm going to say Brock, because he's just good like that.
He's just good like that. Igglybuff or Cleffa?
Igglybuff, because Jigglypuff's better than Clefairy, in my opinion.
Water or grass?
Grass, because grass beats water.
Steel or ice?
Steel. Gotta have all those immunities.
Great ball or fastball?
Great ball.
I actually think it's called Quick Ball. Mess that one up. That's alright.
No, I think there are two.
Yeah, maybe. Ice Beam or Rock Slide?
I'm gonna say Rock Slide.
Rock Slide's getting double battles. Lance, yes. Or Bruno?
Lance, because he uses my favorite type, dragons.
Bouffalant or Tauros?
Bouffalant, because he's got a sweet hairdo.
Oshawott or Totodile?
Totodile.
Game Boy Color or Game Boy Advance?
I'm gonna say Advance.
Pokemon Stadium 1 or Pokemon Stadium 2?
2 for sure.
Mewtwo or Mew?
Mew. Gotta go for the cute one.
Pokemon Puzzle League or Pokemon Pinball?
Puzzle League. Definitely.
Nice. And finally, Love Ball or Premier Ball?
Love Ball.
Nice. Nice choice. So there you go. That was our first round of Trainer Challenge. So, it's probably obviously add to it, but I think that kind of explains Saul pretty well.
We know everything about Saul.
Now we know everything about Saul. We know that he likes Igglybuff over Cleffa.
That tells you everything you need to know about me.
Sweet.
We know how you tick.
Exactly.
All right, and now we're going to do part two of Trainer Challenge, and we are going to do it to Irene. You ready?
Yes!
You seem so enthused.
I'm making the best face right now.
So excited.
So, ready?
Yep.
Okay. And TCG or VGC?
I'm going to say TCG because of you.
Red and blue or black and white?
Red and blue. Classic. I have happier memories of that time. Yeah.
Pichu or Klappa?
Can I have both? They're both so cute. This is like a moral dilemma right now, because I feel like if I pick one, I'm going to feel really bad about the other one, even though like I will never meet a Pokemon, I will never know.
I'm glad you faced that reality.
No, but if I like play TCG and I have like a Cleffa in my deck and I pick Pichu, they're going to be like, I have a crazy like argument in my brain, and the person that I'm playing is going to be like, this chick is crazy. I'm going to go, wow, that was such a tangent. I'm gonna go with Pichu.
All right. Water or fire?
Water. Actually, fire.
Is that your final decision?
That's my final Radium. Answer, Regis. Yes.
Dragon or ice?
Dragon.
Great Ball or Ultra Ball?
Ultra Ball is superior, so Ultra Ball.
Great Balls are cheaper.
Okay.
Surf or string?
Surf.
Cut or fly?
Fly.
Ruby and Sapphire or Diamond and Pearl?
Oh my god. Ruby and Sapphire, because I actually played those and it was fun. I mean, as fun as it could be. So, Ruby and Sapphire.
Agatha or Misty?
Misty!
Omoga or Pachirisu?
Why do you have these? Omoga.
Type.
I have a type.
Oshawott or Totodile?
Oshawott!
Nintendo 64 or DS?
N64, duh.
Pokemon Stadium 1 or Pokemon Stadium 2?
Pokemon Stadium 1.
Celebi or Mew?
Mew.
Pokemon Snap or Hey You Pikachu?
Pokemon Snap.
I wouldn't expect anyone to pick Hey You Pikachu.
No.
Pokemon Puzzle League or Pokemon Pinball?
Pokemon Pinball.
And finally, Netball or Premier Ball?
Neither.
What? You have to pick one.
I don't want to pick one.
Netball's good at catching water Pokemon.
I don't care.
And Bug.
Okay.
And Bug. Premier's just sweet. I caught my Reshiram in a Premier.
Fun fact about SBJ, everyone. Premier Ball, I suppose.
Sweet. There we go.
Yay.
So exciting.
Now everyone knows us a little bit better.
Except not at all.
Except now somebody's going to be mad that you didn't pick Cleffa.
I know. Please don't blame me. I'm just going to get like hate.
Neither of us picked Cleffa. So.
No.
Poor Cleffa.
Cleffa reject. All right.
Dude, the Cleffa evolves into Clefairy, and is Clefairy the one that helps you?
Clefairy's from Mount Moon.
What's the one that helps you in the thing?
In what?
In the thing. It helps Nurse Joy.
Oh, that's Chansey.
Chansey, Clefairy. They're all exactly the same.
Chansey evolves into Blissey.
Oh my gosh. They look similar.
No way.
They look similar.
Chansey is an egg. I think Chansey's the egg Pokemon, and Clefairy is definitely the fairy Pokemon.
Eggs and fairies. Okay.
It's like we're like reading Rainbow. We teach you something new every day.
Reading Rainbow. Oh my gosh.
Sweet.
Dude, LeVar Burton should be on the show. Be sweet.
All right.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We'll take another quick break. I'm going to have to get rid of one of these bricks. I'll cut and edit. We're going to take another quick break, and then we'll be back with Pokemon of the Week. Thank you. And we are back from our break, and we just finished Trainer Challenge. So let us know if you like that, or if you did not like that, you can tell us on Twitter, on Facebook, or you can email us at PokemonPodcast@me.com.
Or suggestions to improve.
Yes, suggestions as well. So every time we get a new guest, we want to do Trainer Challenge to them. So kind of keep things fresh. And that way you get to know the guest better. But something more familiar and something that everyone likes, we are going to do Featured Team of the Week. And we're going to do Hexam's team, if I'm saying that right. So we're going to do his team, and then eventually we're going to work our way back to the old teams, but we want to keep up with current teams and whatnot, especially because some of these new teams have black and white, so it kind of makes it more relevant because people care about black and white. But let's just dive right into things. So if you want to follow along, just go to PokemonPodcast.com. And we are leading here with a Roselia, yep. And then a Ninjask, a Whimsicott, a Rhydon, a Hypno, and a Golurk. So Roselia is Grass slash Poison with Toxic Spikes, Aromatherapy, thank you, Saul. Petal Dance, Venoshock with the ability Natural Cure. Nature is Timid, and the item is Focus Sash. So, obviously, this is what he's going to be leading with because of the Toxic Spikes. And then he's going to follow up with the Venoshock, which he'll get the stab on. And Venoshock, I believe, does twice the damage if you're poisoned.
Yeah, I think it originally does 70 damage, or 75 or something like that. So doubled, it does quite a bit of damage. Or I could just be completely wrong, but...
It might be 65.
There you go.
Because I think 130 is the final. And with
65.
With the stab, that's pretty good. I actually like this Roselia a lot. I don't know Roselia's base speed offhand, but obviously he has a focus sash, so he can at least get the spikes out there.
Yep, and I think this could work well in doubles as well because of that aromatherapy. Doesn't aromatherapy heal Pokemon?
Yeah, I think it heals when a new Pokemon comes in. I could be completely wrong. We'll get to Golurk in a second, but Golurk has Toxic, which looks like it'll play in part.
Yeah, I think the team seems to revolve around the Roselia with Venoshock.
So therapy does, like Heal Bell, cures the user, all Pokemon in the user's party, and the user's teammate in a double battle of sleep, poison, paralysis, freeze, and burn. So it just removes status conditions.
Oh, I see.
Oh, good thing I looked that up. I like the Roselia, though.
Yeah.
First time we've seen it, I think, in featured team.
I think so.
And then moving on, we have a Ninjask, which is bug flying, has Protect, Substitute, Roost, and Baton Pass with the ability Speed Boost. Nature is Imish, and item is Leftovers. So mostly Ninjasks, from my experience, they either lead with a Protect and a Substitute and then alternate between that if they haven't done so already, and they take advantage of the Speed Boost, and they're going to Baton Pass that to whoever is next. And
yep.
The majority of his team is pretty slow, so they're definitely going to benefit from that.
Yeah. Also, they could Baton Pass into the Golurk, which also has Substitute, and get the Toxic up to help with the Roselia's Venoshock.
The only thing that I'm confused about is the Roost, because Ninjask goes down pretty fast. Usually there's like a Sword Dance, if I'm not mistaken, on Ninjask. But that's just the Ninjask I've seen.
Yeah, I don't see the Roost either.
But I mean, I get it with the Substitute, you get your health back, but after a couple hits, it's going to go down regardless.
Yeah, Ninjask, what's its HP?
I believe it's base 65.
So it won't take that much to break the sub.
No, I'm double checking right now, but
HP 61. Base 61.
But speed of 160, so it's going to go first. With defense of 45 and special defense of 50, like I said, it's probably not going to take...
It won't take so much to break this up.
Pokemon that was super popular in the 2011 VGCs was Whimsicott, which is a grass Pokemon. This one's running Taunt, Protect, Substitute, Leech Seed, Ability Prankster, Nature Calm, and item is Leftovers. So he has Leftovers three times on his team, which video game rule standards is one item, one unique item per Pokemon.
So would this not be allowed?
Right. So, well, I mean, it works here, but if you were to take it to a tournament.
That's what I'm saying.
But it looks like for the most part, after kind of going through, he's kind of stalling with this team.
See, the first thing with the Whimsicott is that he already has a grass type, and he's just... This makes more of his Pokemon susceptible to fire types with the Ninjask.
First three on his team.
Yeah. So if his opponent has a fire type, that doesn't look too good for them.
And three of his Pokemon are running Substitute, which I think really... Well, Whimsicott, it makes sense with Prankster, but I would probably... ditch Substitute on something else. I don't know. It's kind of hard with Ninjask. Yeah, you'd probably want to get rid of either Whimsicott, Roselia, or Ninjask, but I like the Roselia a lot.
Yeah, I would say maybe get rid of the Whimsicott.
Right, unless you're leading with Whimsicott with Prankster and you're doing that wind move.
Tailwind?
Yeah, Tailwind. Because that's going to benefit your Golurk, your Hypno, and your Rhydon.
For sure.
Now, his Rhydon has Earthquake, Stone Edge, Fire Punch, and Stealth Rock. Stealth Rock with Toxic Spikes, good combo. The Rhydon has the ability Rock Head, Nature Adamant, and the item is Eviolite, so he's going to get really good defense off it not being a fully evolved Pokemon.
You could get Lightning Rod on the Rhydon instead of Rock Head. And especially if you're in double battles with the Ninjask on the field, since that is flying type.
Yeah, absolutely. I would personally get rid of the Stone Edge, though, and put on Rock Slide. Because Rock Slide's going to give you the 20% chance to flinch, 20 or 30. And it's going to hit both in a double battle.
Yes.
Earthquake's good. It's not going to play well, though, unless you have your Ninjask out. So just keep that in mind in a double battle, but... And then I don't know if I'm sold on the Fire Punch.
No, I don't think so. You could go instead with... Wait, I gotta look up Rhydon on, see what he can learn.
Rhydon's pretty versatile. He can definitely learn, I know, Surf, which is, I think, weird, but...
Oh yeah, there was that guy in the video game that had, like, a surfing Rhydon or something.
Yeah. I think I taught my Rhydon Surf. It can still learn Surf. You do something like Crunch.
Well, it could learn Surf since he has those grass types with the bug in case his opponent does have a fire, which he's countering with the ground type. But he could also work in the Surf to take down the fire types.
Yeah, or something like Brick Break in case they're running a defensive wall. It could learn Shadow Claw. So, sweet thing about Rhydon is it can learn a bajillion moves. Can even learn Mega Horn. Get the edge on Psychic Pokemon. And then, speaking of Psychic, he has a Hypno with Switcheroo, Wish, Body Slam, and Protect. Interesting enough, it doesn't know Psychic, which I think is a mistake, because Hypno's...
It also has no Stab.
Ability is Insomnia, so it can't get put to sleep. Nature is Adamant, and then the item is a Choice Band. And what Switcheroo is going to do is it's going to switch the user's held items with the target.
Okay.
So I think he's locking his opponent into using one move with Choice Band. Hopefully that move is not something that's super effective.
Not a dark type or bug. So the Hypno, I don't think you want... So many normal type moves on it. You could go for a stab,
You do, like, even Zen headbutt just to get, like, you're trying to stall.
I saw down in the comments of this future team that it says that it can't learn body slam after the first gen. And so I'm looking that up right now. And I don't think it can.
Mm. Yep, I'm not seeing it either. But it does look pretty ugly in the Japanese red and green version. And if it's shiny, it is pink.
Pink Hypno.
But Hypno is special attack and special attack and regular attack are both sitting at 73. Get rid of the body slam because you can't learn it and teach it. I would teach it Zen Headbutt so you can get the flinch. Because all you're doing is with the poison on your team and all the protects, you're stalling. So if you can have a 20% chance to flinch, that's just going to help the poison.
Definitely. Plus it gets the stabs. It's yep. Psychic.
And then finally, he has a Golurk with Toxic, Substitute, Protect, and Earthquake. Again, I think the double Substitute and Protect are not necessary.
And double Earthquake.
Yeah. You could... Golurk's Ghost, so it should definitely have, like, Shadow Ball, especially if a Chandelier or something comes up.
Yep.
Or Jellicent.
those pesky Jellicents.
Everywhere. You could get away, though, with... Golurk can learn a lot. You can get... Shadow Ball, you can do Brick Break, Fly, which blows my mind still, but in the movie, I guess that makes sense. Thunderbolt, Ice Beam,
Grass Knot,
Solar Beam, Dynamic Punch, Focus Punch, Hammer Arm. So you kind of got a bit of variety there. But, I mean, what is the Golurk running, at least for items? Iron Fist, Impish, Leftovers. I mean, I would almost like run an Expert Belt on it and just teach it one of everything. And Ninjask, Speed Boost, Baton Pass to it.
Yeah, make it as versatile as possible.
Absolutely. A couple suggestions, but definitely too many things weak to fire and not anything to counter fire right off the bat.
So because its ability, Iron Fist, the Golurk, it's Iron Fist, it increases the base power of punching moves by 20%.
Oh, there you go.
So if it can, teach it a lot of different typed punch moves.
Yeah, you can get Focus Punch, Dynamic Punch, Mega Punch, Shadow Punch.
Why are there so many punching moves?
For Hitmonchan. The only reason. Shadow Punch a new move? I don't remember. No.
I don't know.
I don't think so. Oh, introduced in Gen 3.
No, it's been around since. Yeah.
I don't ever remember anything Shadow Punching. It sounds pretty baller, though. Pretty baller. So there you go. There is... Hexam's featured team.
Yay.
Thank you for all your input, Irene.
I'm so parched.
You are the skilled battler.
Yeah, I know.
Well, when we do a TCG featured team, you can have your input.
Not even, because
pick either the Cleffa.
If Kid would listen, he
or
would
the Pichu.
Just annihilate
or the Omega Prime. Or
don't look Pichu at me like that.
All right, so we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back for Pokemon of the Week.
Break number...
Bring you, like we always bring you at the end of the episode, Pokemon of the Week. And this week's Pokemon, we just decided, just because we're cool like that, is going to be Cleffa. And Irene will read a bit about Cleffa. So we're up to date. We all have our knowledge of said baby Pokemon.
Okay, Cleffa's a baby. Cleffa, like its evolutions, are known to benefit in some way by dancing in the moonlight. That reminds me of a song that's by Leanne Rimes.
That is not what Bulbapedia okay. says.
I'm sorry. Okay. And Cleffa can also gain nutrients by drinking dew water. Cleffa and its evolutions were the only Pokemon before Gen 5 to possess the Magic Guard ability, which grants them immunity from indirect damage. Cleffa have been known to be attracted by meteor showers. Sightings of this Pokemon always increases during meteor showers. I do not know how to speak. And when they do show up, they dance the night away. Dance the night away. Yeah. And they sing.
They're from Mount Moon, like I said.
We like to sing. I made that up. I think Cleffa can sing. Little Cleffa.
Singing Cleffa. I should bring Mount Moon back to pick it up and drop it in black. Saw your
downloadable content right there.
Your thoughts on Cleffa?
Obviously I didn't pick it earlier in the training.
Neither of you did.
I think it became Pokemon of the Week just because it got the pity vote.
Gotta have the pity vote.
The pity vote of with, no vote.
With a base speed of 15, you can't go wrong.
Of course
not.
Not
supposed to be fast. Baby. Babies aren't fast. When was the last time you saw a fast baby?
It's got the amazing special defense of 55, though.
You're just pointing out all of its flaws.
So
if you're
sweet and you catch or hatch a shiny Cleffa, it'll have green ears and it'll have a bubblegum pink body, I guess, instead of a paint on my wall pink color.
Stereotypical female pink.
No, that's like kitchen pink.
Like, that is not kitchen pink.
Kitchen pink and bubblegum pink.
It's like Simpsons car.
What kind of
kitchens
are you in? Oh my goodness.
Although, if I was to run a Cleffa or any Clefairy line, without a doubt, it would have to know Metronome. No matter what. Even though that move is so unreliable, it's so funny of what happens when you use it. You get the sweetest moves every time. Or you can get something like Splash.
Splash.
But Metronome is...
Splash is awesome. Metronome. Magikarp is offended.
Metronome's phenomenal.
It can learn Solar Beam.
It can also learn Incinerate. Which is pretty phenomenal.
I'm going to get a Cleffa and just level it up. All the way. Level 100.
It can learn a lot of fire moves. It can learn Flamethrowers.
Well. I want a baby team that's all just like level 100 babies. It'll be amazing.
There are places that do like baby cups.
I know. I listen.
Babies.
I pay attention. I'm aware. Hey, what happened to that?
What, the baby cup?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought you were going to do a Pokemon podcast. Baby cup.
We'll do a baby cup.
What happened to the bug cup?
Somebody started the bug cup.
I didn't know about it, so that means it must not have been.
It was like bugcup.blogspot.com or something
bug
like
cup,
that.
Bug cup.
Well, I'll look back into the bug cup. I think it was gone for a while. I'm just saying. Cleffa has the shortest Japanese name.
Cleffa.
FYI. Which
What's
is
its Japanese name?
PY. Pi.
Hi.
Hi.
Still two characters, though.
Two characters. Cleffa also shares the same species as Staryu. They're both known as the star shaped Pokemon.
Staryus are so ugly.
What? It's just a star with a gem.
I know. It's ugly. I'm so superficial.
Cleffa in the TCG is very popular.
Yes, it is.
Do you want to explain what it does?
Okay. Cleffa, like most baby Pokemon, after you use it. Okay. Baby Pokemon have, like Cleffa doesn't have free retreat, so that means that if you lay it down, you can, like, move it from your bench without.
It does have free retreat.
That's what I just said.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. So you don't have to, like, remove an energy or amount of energies for, like, retreat cost or anything because there is none. But usually what people do for Cleffa, they'll just, like, lay it down. And what you can do is there's a move called Eek, and you don't need any energy to do it. You can just do it. And what Eek does, it lets you shuffle your hand into your deck, and you can draw 6 cards, because if you don't have what you need in your hand, then you can do that. And then Cleffa's asleep because it's a baby, and it falls asleep. And then afterwards, afterwards, you have to roll to see if your baby wakes up or not. Yep. It only has 30 HP, so that means it can get one hit really easily.
All the babies in Heartgold and Soul Silver expansion, every time you use the move, it does put the baby to sleep. If the baby stays asleep, it cannot take any damage.
Oh yeah, I forgot to say that, sorry.
So, if you don't want to wake up, because then you're stalling for one turn. So that's why babies were really popular, because you have a 50% chance of stalling the next turn. And you're risking it with the 30 HP, but if you can stall, it doesn't matter how many HP it has. So there you go.
Yeah, Cleffas are pretty popular, I'd say.
Cleffas are popular.
Okay.
That they are. That
Do you think Cleffas or Peachies are more popular?
In general or in the TCG?
In TCG.
Oh, Cleffa for sure.
What does Pichu do in the TCG?
Pichu, same 30 HP, puts it to sleep. Its move...
it's called Playground.
Yeah, Playground. So it lets both people fill their bench with basic Pokemon.
That can be a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, it can be good or bad. Usually... you don't play it. Well, Cleffa you can put in any kind of deck, no matter what. Pichu you would put on a deck where usually something where you're attacking everything, so you're tricking them into filling their bench so you can attack everything. Pichu is also good for decks that lets you fill your bench, but then you want them to knock out your Pichu, so then you can start playing Twins. What Twins is if you're losing, you can search for any two cards in your deck, so you're giving up Pichu, you're tricking your opponent into killing it so you can play Twins. So that's what people do with Pichu. Is not very, it's not as popular. It's when you,
it has its,
yeah,
niche.
It has its, when you see it, you'll, and if you see it, you'll understand why it's there. If you don't, then usually you're not into TCG, as you don't know what's going on.
you don't know why
Pichu is here. Yeah, but that's Cleffa. Other than that, let's kind of wrap up the show. For 2012, we are looking for editors. So we need a Pokemon of the Week editor. Titan came back for a feature team editor. We're looking for a Move of the Week editor and any kind of editors needed. So if you're interested in being an editor, and you want to work for the site, email me at pokemonpodcast@me.com. Trying to get like two of each editor, so if somebody misses a week, we can get like a rotation started. And if you're listening to this, you should jump to your computer or to your phone or whatever has Twitter on it
and vote.
And you should vote for us for the Shorty Awards. So it would be I nominate at Pokemon Podcast in the category of podcast, and then give a reason why. Right now we're at 65 votes.
Bump that up, please.
Yeah, we want to, voting ends January 28th.
Yeah, there's this other podcast that's saying really mean things, and so we want to beat them.
I believe they're at 49. They're like 16 votes away from us, so no worries with them catching up, but the more votes, the better. So if you haven't voted for us on the Shorty Awards, please vote. If you don't know where to vote, you can go to PokemonPodcast.com, and there's a link at the very top of the site that will direct you there.
Other than that, the Facebook page if you haven't.
Follow us on Twitter if you haven't. Other than that,
check out the Tumblr.
Follow us on Tumblr.
DiglettCave.tumblr.com. Saul, do you have anything else before we wrap up?
Nope.
What's up? So what's up with... Hold on, give me a second. I can't remember. What's up with the video podcast? How's that?
Critical Hit?
Yeah.
We're going to start season 2.
Oh, really? I was wondering.
Yep.
There might be people who wanted to know. Inquiring minds. Come on.
Yep. Well, we're going to start season 2 of Critical Hit. We're going to do something a little different with that. And yeah. So there are podcasts. This podcast, It's Super Effective, will be on a more regular basis. So stay tuned for it every week, because we're going to make sure we hit it every week now, because the holidays are now over. There's nothing to look forward to at all. No Valentine's Day, no Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, no Arbor Day, nothing.
No excuse.
Nothing.
I'm shaking my head.
So, Saul, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at ZWolfenstein and on Tumblr.
How do you spell that?
ZWOLFENSTEIN.
Okay, thank you.
I think. Yes.
There you go.
Maybe, I'm not sure.
And on Tumblr, under the same thing, zwolfenstein.tumblr.com. And on the podcast's Tumblr, digletcave.tumblr.com.
Sweet. Irene, where can they find you?
Everywhere. You can follow me on Twitter if you would like. And my Tumblr is devincarrots.tumblr.com. And yeah, if you want to add me on Facebook, you can, because I like Facebook friends. Yeah, that's really it, I guess.
Cool. You can find me the usual place on Twitter at Dragging a Lake. Otherwise, you can follow the website on Twitter at Pokemon Podcast. We still have some shirts available at pkmnstore.com. You can like us on Facebook. Saul already mentioned the Twitter. Like I said, any questions, comments, concern, especially in regards to new segments or the segments we've done today and or editor positions, please email me at pokemonpodcast@meme.com. Other than that, I think that's it. This has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast, and we are
super effective.
Super effective.
Sweet.
In unison. Awesome.
Goodbye.